Hello and welcome to Filled With His Love. It's a brand new year, 2024. Everything's new at this time of year. And so I want to have a new season of our podcast this year. And I'm not exactly certain right at this moment what this new season is going to look like. I'm going to have to, with my wife, begin our mission in Tahiti to see how this unfolds. It may be that we don't have too many episodes in Tahiti. I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes. But for the moment, let's start a new year and a new season of this podcast. We often start thinking a lot this time of year about time because we've got the past. In fact, sometimes we spend so much time dreaming about the future or worrying about the past or reflecting on the past that we don't really have too much time for the present. Time. You know, some philosophers have spent their life thinking and writing about time. It's so elusive. It's even mysterious. I remember as a teenage boy working, doing yard work for my neighbor. The hours seemed to pass way too slowly sometimes. I would look at my watch and wonder if it had stopped. But as a college student with deadlines, sometimes the hours flew by way too fast. The assignment was only half done, and it was due tomorrow. Time is always in the background. At moments, it's an ally, and at other moments, it's an enemy. I like the poem by Henry J. Van Dyke, written in 1904. And I actually only recently discovered the first part of the poem. The second part of the poem is much more famous, but I like this first part as well. So here's the poem. Hours fly, flowers die, new days, new ways pass by. Love stays. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice. But for those who love, time is eternity. In the original version of the poem, that last word, eternity, wasn't there. It used to say, but for those who love, time is not. But someone, I don't know if Henry Van Dyke did this or someone later, changed this word to eternity. And I, of course, like the word eternity as the final word of this poem. Let me just read that last part again. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice. But for those who love, time is eternity. As my wife and I were preparing for our mission to Tahiti, time went far too slowly at times. Like waiting for the visa to get processed. Even waiting for the visa to get applied for, it was just long, long time, it seemed. And then time would go too fast, as we were trying, for example, to finish everything we needed to do to leave our home for 18 months. Time was sometimes an ally and sometimes an enemy. Elder Neil A. Maxwell once spoke of time. I've always liked his thought. Quote, time is clearly not our natural dimension. Thus it is that we are never really at home in time. Alternately, we find ourselves wishing to hasten the passage of time or to hold back the dawn. We can do neither, of course. But whereas the fish is at home in water, we are clearly not at home in time, because we belong to eternity. Elder Maxwell's thought is so similar to Van Dyke's poem. Elder Maxwell was, after all, one of our poet prophets, somewhat like Isaiah in the Old Testament. But Van Dyke and Elder Maxwell ended their thought on time with the same word, eternity. Van Dyke knew nothing of the sealing ordinance, but he still asserted that love has no end. This is my thought for the new year. Since we don't feel at home in time, since it always seems to be passing too fast or too slow, as we look ahead to a new year, let's focus more on love. Of all the goals we might set for 2024, let's set a goal to show more love to those who mean the most to us, and even to those we have not yet met. My wife and I keep having these divine rendezvous, which we've talked about in the past on this podcast. these meetings that God seems to orchestrate for us. As we toured the newly renovated St. George Temple, we ran into David and Joanne McConkie. David served as my first counselor in the Sunday School General Presidency about 10 years ago. We hadn't seen them for several years, and so the meeting was especially welcome. We both rejoiced. I mean, it did seem like time was too short. We needed more time to keep talking and catching up with each other. So you need to picture the scene, though. There were hundreds of people going through the temple open house that day. Hundreds. It was a Saturday, and the people kept coming and coming. Then, totally unexpectedly, among all those people we had never seen before, stood the McConkies. We had such a great chat that day. All the feelings of serving together came back. They knew my brother Vaughn and were overjoyed to hear of his return to the church. We expect to have many such meetings in the future, this time in Tahiti. The Lord puts people together when needed. It's all part of how fellowship works. It's about love. And as Elder Bednar has taught, in the work of the Lord, there are no coincidences. So, as 2024 unfolds, when time is either passing too fast or too slow, I invite you to think of Van Dyck's poem. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice, but for those who love, time is eternity. Personally, I want to rejoice more and love more. I hope I don't need to spend a lot of time grieving this year, but one never knows. I also hope I don't need to spend a lot of time waiting or fearing. I want to rejoice and love. I want to reach out more, extend a hand to someone who needs a boost, make someone smile, inspire someone to reach a little higher. All of these things strengthen our attachment to God and to others. So in this way, if we focus, I really believe, if we focus on love, then time can be more of an ally and less of an enemy in 2024. I hope that 2024 is your best year ever. And so Happy New Year, and we look forward to seeing you next time.